Hi, I'm Ellie, and you are listening to the Meat and Potatoes Tarot Podcast. Welcome, if you're just dropping in, and welcome back, and thank you to all of my wonderful patrons who are watching this video version on Patreon. I couldn't be doing it without your support, and I'm really, really grateful. Today, we're going to be looking at the Ace of Swords. At the Ace of Swords, you can see the rush here to be able to hand forward something of substance. Now, in the last episode, we talked about the sword suite being representative of air, the element of air, and we also talked about the aspects of air, including how it can be subtle and covert or even overt and quite dangerous in nature. So air is something that's invisible, but it's very potentially impactful. And the Ace of Swords is about that brand new rush of air. So the sword suite represent truth. They can also represent justice, but this is a card of communication and intellect. So it's all about that information that's processing through our mind, the way we process and filter the information that comes to us and the way that we communicate to others. So let's take a look at the Ace of Swords in more detail. So let's have a look at these first impressions of the Ace of Swords. A colorless hand emerges from a cloud holding a single upright sword. The sword is encircled by a gold crown and it's draped with sprigs of red berry mistletoe and fishbone fern. Six golden droplets appear to be falling from the sword, and below a grey sky lies nothing but gentle rolling mountain peaks, some of which are blue and others a mixture of violet and brown. In the upright position, the Ace of Swords represents the ultimate truth and revelation, clarity and understanding, justice and decision-making. In the reverse position, the Ace of Swords represents restraint and patience, a violation of the truth or miscommunication. It can mean surgery and also the conception of truth. So when it comes to the symbols that appear in the Ace of Swords, let's take a look here. This grey sky and the cloud appears neutral to the eye and represents a lack of foresight and or judgment. Ace is the first number in the sword suite, and it marks the beginning of something new, which may include the conception of an idea, a shock admission, or cleansing administration of justice. However, the hand's position within a cloud conceals the source from which truth or justice derives and any motives that may apply. Remember how I have mentioned previously that air is invisible, and that's very relevant to the sword suite. Now the hand is making the offering of a revelation or superior intellect, or perhaps the power to create a just outcome, whether it's in secret or for everyone to see. The offering is one of ultimate victory over matters requiring superior intellect and methods of communication. The mountains of blue, brown, and violet symbolize spiritual goals which are conceived through intellectual analysis and raw power. The crown represents superiority. It's four points here above, representing each of the four earthly elements and the ability to harness all which is materially possible. The enthusiastic motion of the hand from the cloud has dislodged six golden leaves from the crown. The number six aligns with the decision-making aspects of the sixth major arcana card, the Lovers. In Chinese numerology, six represents intelligence and how well a person can handle issues of legality and negotiation. Superior outcomes requiring skills of intellect and communication can be achieved where balance is achieved. Almost every card in the Rider-Waite tarot deck includes people in their full body form. The inclusion of simply a hand in the Ace of Swords card is a warning not to allow the gift of intelligence to forego complementary gifts such as compassion, inspiration, or the consideration of matters relating to well-being. So the significance of ACE in Minor Arcana and as it relates to the Sword Suite. So it represents an ultimate or infinite response, particularly in the upright position. As a single card for the day, Ace of Swords represents the weapon of intellect, thoughts, and communication. The Ace of Swords appearing in a relative proximity to any other major arcana card may serve as an override to the other card. That's how powerful the power of air could be. This may actually be a positive thing denoting justice and a clean slate arising from an airing of grievances or exposure of the truth. Alternatively, the sharpness of the sword can be a danger to all who play with its power, including the querent. Depending upon the placement and position of the card, it can appear as a warning of harsh truths, manipulation of facts, or forced injustices. Swords without representation from other elemental suites can also warn of outcomes that derive from ideas that lack emotion and consideration of others. A sword is sharp and dispassionate. Yielding of a sword can sometimes result in unintended injury or others or even to oneself. In Western and Chinese numerology, the number one represents independence and beginnings plus the wholeness of a single thing. It can also relate to business and intellectual pursuits, assertiveness, determination, and leadership. All ace cards in the Minor Arcana suite can be read as yes or no cards. Upright tends to represent yes, and reverse appears as no. The interpretation of yes or no is not absolute, however, and should be interpreted with the symbolic references that appear in the card. If you were to ask me what I believe the overall theme is of the Ace of Swords, I would say the following. A revelation is upon you, should you wish to embrace it. Clarity can be both kind and cruel, and a forced outcome can result in success or can rebound and return upon you as a success for others. So that was the Ace of Swords. Can you see the potential power in this card? The fact that nothing really matters in the Ace of Swords apart from the deliverance of the truth or potential justice and the intellectual superiority of the card, plus the ambition that lies beneath it and the potential wisdom to reach towards the sky. That's all that really matters in the Ace of Swords. It's a brand new conception of something related to fact or truth or intellect. And so whenever you see it, just think of someone really clever who potentially has a lot of power. Thank you for joining me in this episode. Just a reminder that on the 1st of March, I have a brand new radio show on KGRA Digital Radio in New York. It's called Human Ascension with Ellie, and it airs every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. On Human Ascension with Ellie, I'm going to be talking about lots of converging elements that are coming together to help us to pinpoint this shift in humanity and our acquisition of a higher plane of consciousness within the age of Aquarius. I'll be looking at ancient wisdoms, different types of impacts when it comes to humanity, technology, the world, psychology, everything in between. I'll be looking at it from a tarot perspective, in terms of astrology as well and other disciplines, science, technology, and also we'll be inviting the occasional expert in to be able to share their information with you. I do hope that you'll join me there. Members on Patreon, you will have access to the radio show in segments also as a sneak peek and early release, and also on YouTube at a later time segments. Certain segments will also appear. So I'm getting excited. We're nearly there. And my book is on its way and will be published in 2024. I haven't decided what to call it yet, but it's definitely going to be a condensed version of how to read tarot the way that I do. If you've got any suggestions on what to call it, do share that with me. I'd love to hear your views. So you can join me on KGRA Radio, or you can join me on YouTube at Ellie Dreams Down Under. It's been a real pleasure so far, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, take care.